don't really take any moral victories, but you guys did hold Baylor to their lowest point total of the season. Mm-hmm. Just your thoughts on that and how you guys performed this evening.
Well, we give big plays. I mean, you know, we thought going into the game, you know, we were confident enough we could hold them to nothing. You know, we give big plays and they scored 31. So, you know, that's not good enough on our part. As a defense, we got to do better. We got to improve in areas. Explosive plays, tackling. So, no, we just have to improve.
Defensively, was there a time in the game when you felt like things took a turn regarding big plays or regarding what they were doing?
You know, it was kind of – I felt like it was kind of, you know, throughout the game, you know, we'd stop them or hold them, and then the next drive they get a big play. And then we'd kind of do the same thing for a couple drives, and they get a big play, score a touchdown. So it was just kind of an ongoing battle between, you know, their offense and our defense. And they beat us more than we should have let them.
In some ways, is this feeling of playing a big ranked team like this tight and coming up just short becoming too familiar?
Yeah, you know, I think just the whole situation is. You know, it's hard. You know, preparing. You know, like the way we do. You know, how hard we work in the off season. How hard we work every day in practice and meetings. You know, to show up on Saturday and lose, especially in a close ball game. But we know that we just got to keep going. You know, Coach Steiner told us after the game, you know, just a second ago, you know, it's just, you know, we're almost there. You know, we're going to win again. You know, we just got to keep fighting and keep improving and keep practicing like we're practicing. You know, it's just a process, and, you know, we're just, you know, we're fighting an uphill battle right now.